This is Wade Renth. You're the chief organizer report on the New York Times columnist Beats Acorn Dead Horse. A New York Times columnist, Timothy Egan, opined in his op-ed piece on what he called the dumbing down of democracy. It was largely a semi-rant covering a wide range of topics that you would expect from what the alt-right, or whatever it's called, would say is still the elite, effete Northeastern corridor so prized by Nixon's vice president for a time, Spiro Agnew. His unhappiness was general. People don't read. Trump has stepped up as a non-reader leader. What they do read, they don't understand. An alternate reality of one's own choosing, from conspiracies, the internet, friends on Facebook, has substituted for real information, real books, real maps, real news, and even real temperatures. Egan points out, for example, that even during the hottest year ever last year, 45% of the Republican masses told the Gallup pollsters that they don't believe the temperature. Egan's leading point on the polarity of politics and the disease of denial for the Republican base, though, came from Texas, where he wrote, "A recent survey of Donald Trump supporters there found that 40% of them believe that Acorn will steal the upcoming election." Egan could have pointed out that the figure shows progress, which it does, since following the 2008 Obama victory, polling of Republicans in various areas has found the number annually who believe that Acorn stole the first and then the second election has gone down from a huge majority to the lower 40% range. To only have 40% in Texas believing that Acorn is ramping up for ballot box theft in 2016 seems somehow encouraging to me. But no, Egan's then has to beat the Acorn horse with a vengeance, saying, "Acorn, newsflash, that community organizing group has been out of existence for 6 years. Acorn is gone, disbanded, dead. It can no more steal an election than Donald Trump can pole vault over his Mexican wall." Okay, I get the point, and true enough, Acorn didn't steal any elections in the past any more than we will in the future. I've said that ad infinitum, ad nauseum, but still, gone, disbanded, dead? Geez, and in the same paragraph with Donald Trump, let's show some respect. And speaking of illiterate, how can Egan and the Timesters write Acorn that way with lowercase letters when the Association of Community Organizations Reform Now is as much an abbreviation as an acronym? The New Yorker and just about everyone else knows better, but I don't want to get off the point. Acorn is alive and well all around the world and through Acorn International, even continuing to be active in the United States with affiliates in anti-lead fights in Louisiana, internet access campaigns in Pennsylvania, Texas, and Arkansas with Comcast, housing rights in Pittsburgh and Arizona, the rights of mental health consumers in Alaska, and the beat goes on. Furthermore, many of the Acorn affiliates that reorganized several years ago have been continued the strong tradition in California, Texas, New York, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Arkansas, and elsewhere. The conservative blogosphere and the Breitbart folks and their friends continue to keep Acorn's name in front of their viewers, rightly aware that the movement of low and moderate income families for their own organization and the power they need to win justice and equity is not easily stopped and could rise and erupt at any moment. So yes, election theft is a ridiculous fantasy for the Republicans in Texas and elsewhere to hold on to, but sometimes your enemies know you better than your friends, and they just might be onto something by keeping an eye on Acorn itself and its progeny, because the work goes on, the spirit is indomitable, and as Acorn members have always chanted, the people united can never be defeated. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.